Hello, family. We're Bob and Penny Lord, and we want to bring you back to the very beginning of our church so you can understand and have hope in the promise that no matter how dark and hopeless it may seem at times, hell will not prevail against our church. In times of crisis, God sends us special grace. This grace may come from Eucharistic miracles, apparitions by Our Lady, from saints and other powerful men and women in the church. It may come in the form of angelic intercession. It will come from anywhere the Lord deems necessary. There's only one thing of which we can be assured: it will come. He'll use whatever or whoever it takes, whenever it is needed, to protect us from anything or anyone who would bring us anywhere near the brink of hell, even if it means protecting us from ourselves.
If not for the powerful intercession of our Lord Jesus through His signal grace, our church would not exist today. It would have been wiped out by Satan in the first or second century. There have been so many attacks on the church, ongoing, overlapping. It's hard to believe that Satan could come up with so many variations on the same theme. You name it, we as a people of God have gone through it. We haven't gone over it or under it. We haven't tried to go to the right of it or to the left of it. We haven't avoided it like the plague. We've gone through it. There have been rough times in which it looked as if we as a church, as a people of God, would not pull through, and yet we're still here. The onslaughts have come from Christians, non-Christians, atheists, and pagans. We've been called everything from the great Satan to the Antichrist. But as our Lord Jesus said to Peter, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it."
For more insights from Bob and Penny Lord, join them for their series, Super Saints, here on EWTN.